This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, March 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. A bipartisan farm bill. Schumer targets packers. Tariff refunds, clear hurdle. Republicans moved their farm bill out of the House Agriculture Committee early this morning with some crucial Democratic support. Seven Democrats broke ranks to support the bill. The committee approved it 34-17. The measure is now headed to the House floor, although it remains to be seen whether the bipartisan support is enough to convince GOP leaders to put the measure on the floor. In any event, the debate allowed both Republicans and Democrats in position for the midterm elections. For Republicans, the bill includes higher USDA loan limits and provisions to preempt California's Proposition 12 and to protect glyphosate and other pesticides. Democrats forced Republicans to vote on a range of issues, including year-round E15. The committee's top Democrat, Angie Craig of Minnesota, called the legislation a shell of a bill. The measure did not include funding, she said, that was needed for ad hoc farm assistance and food aid. But in the end, that didn't stop seven of her colleagues from voting for it. You can read our full coverage of the farm bill at AgriPulse.com. Democrats did take advantage of the GOP gridlock on E15 by offering an E15 amendment in the farm bill. Biofuel policy isn't in the jurisdiction of the Ag Committee. So, to no one's surprise, Republicans stuck together and upheld a point of order against the amendment. Still, Democrats got to highlight a critical issue for Midwestern farmers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York is expected to announce a bill today aimed at breaking up major meat packers. The legislation would require processors to stick to one type of meat and impose hard caps on beef market concentration at regional and national levels. That according to a section-by-section summary obtained by AgriPulse. According to the summary, the bill would make it unlawful for, quote, major meatpacking conglomerate to control more than one major type of meat. On beef specifically, the bill would, quote, impose hard caps on the concentration of beef markets at both the regional and national levels, relying on standard competition metrics to trigger mandatory deconcentration, the fact sheet says. The bill also would authorize the Federal Trade Commission to force foreign-controlled enterprises to divest themselves of U.S. meatpacking and processing assets. It would order a comprehensive study of the financing, ownership structures, and competitive effects of foreign-controlled meat and food processing enterprises. The bill isn't going anywhere, but it gives Democrats a way to respond to concerns about the cost of living. A Court of International Trade judge has weighed in on tariff refunds, finding that importers should benefit from the Supreme Court ruling and get emergency tariffs returned. The order applies to almost all importers, even if they haven't filed their own cases. Any importer that is still waiting for their tariff calculations to be finalized would benefit, which can take more than 10 months. So would some importers that have recently had their rates finalized after the judge asked Customs and Border Protection to redo the final calculations without the scrapped tariffs. That doesn't necessarily mean refunds are on their way. A trade lawyer granted anonymity to discuss the case tells AgriPulse the Trump administration will likely appeal the ruling. It can also ask the Federal Circuit for a stay while the appeal plays out. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the administration will likely raise its global tariff this week, as President Donald Trump teased last month. Trump imposed a 10% global tariff in the wake of a landmark Supreme Court ruling on his emergency tariffs last month to recover some of the lost duties. He said in a social media post last month that it would rise to 15%. That's likely sometime this week, Bessent said in an interview with CNBC on Wednesday. Further, he added that he has a strong belief that tariff rates will return to their previous levels from before the ruling within 5 months. That would not be welcome news for many U.S. ag groups, which have urged the administration to rethink its tariffs on farm inputs. If applied uniformly, the hike would also put some countries' tariff rates above those they faced before the ruling. Some analysts are skeptical that the new global tariff is legal. The statute underpinning the duties, known as Section 122, is supported to address balance of payment crisis. The National Taxpayers Union's Brian Riley argued these crises cannot technically occur under the U.S. floating exchange rate system. The trade deficits, he argues, are conceptually distinct from balance of payments issues. Sid Miller's tenure as Texas Agriculture Commissioner is coming to an end. He lost by nearly 6 points in the Tuesday primary despite getting the late endorsement of President Donald Trump. The primary winner, Nate Sheetz, had the backing of Governor Greg Abbott and the Texas Farm Bureau. Sheetz, like Miller, backs the Make America Healthy Again movement. Miller criticized attempts to overturn Proposition 12, the California law that regulates animal housing. He argued against federal preemption of such state regulations. In a key House race, prominent ag lobbyist Tom Sell easily qualified for a runoff in the GOP primary for the heavily Republican 19th district seat being vacated by Jody Arrington. Sell won more than 40% of the vote, doubling up his nearest competitor, Abram Enriquez, who was endorsed by Turning Point USA. USDA is allowing 4 more states to impose restrictions on SNAP benefits. Kansas, Nevada, Wyoming, and Ohio all received waivers from the program to restrict certain purchases, such as candy and soda, from the program. 22 states have now received such waivers. The waivers were signed by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday at the Agriculture Department, where she also said publication of a final rule on SNAP stocking requirements is imminent. USDA sent the rule to the Office of Management Budget for review last week. The U.S. has weighed in at the Supreme Court on a pending case that could end up providing Bayer and other pesticide manufacturers with relief from plaintiff lawsuits. In his office brief, Solicitor General John Sauer said the federal insecticide, fungicide, and rodenticide act should provide uniformity in pesticide labeling. FIFRA rejects state-by-state cacophony and vests EPA with responsibility to determine what pesticide warnings are necessary to protect human health and the environment, the government's amicus brief says. The case accepted for review by the Supreme Court concerns a Missouri man who won a $1.25 million jury award in state court after alleging the Roundup label failed to warn of cancer risk. Monsanto secured Supreme Court review after federal appeals court split on whether state failure to warn claims would be preempted by FIFRA. Here's today's final word. There's been no topic that I've talked about more in my international travels than biofuels. We are working every day with the U.S. Grain and Byproducts Council and other industry players to ensure that biofuels are at the table. That USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Luke Lindbergh, during a House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee meeting yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Galley.